Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contaminated.
Good evening. This is your host, your guest host, Dennis, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Jesse Walker, and this is your half-hour inspirational show, part of Jesse Walker Network. And tonight we are going to just be as spiritual as we can. I'm going to offer a word of prayer as we get started. And Lord, as we start this program, I pray that the people who tune in will be inspired to seek thy word a little bit more. I pray that the people who tune in will get a blessing, not from me, Lord, but from you. I pray that their life will be changed, or their life would be intrigued enough to follow your holy word. If there's a burden, if there's a burden that they're going through, Lord, I pray that you lift this burden. If there's problems with a relationship, Lord, I pray that you'll help work through that for them, with them. Lord, if there's sickness, Lord, I pray for your healing upon them. Lord, they may be praying and listening for someone else that is sick, and Lord, bless them. And Lord, as we continue with this show, bless it, keep it, and Lord, continue to help us to serve you. Well, good evening, young people. And somebody says you're not so young, but that's all right. You're only young as you feel. I'm reading in my Bible, Philippians chapter 4, and it says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. The Lord loves you. He wants the best for you. But you have to accept him as your personal Savior. You have to keep his commandments and keep moving forward. Sometimes it seems it may be hard to keep some of those commandments, but it is possible to keep them all. Some say love thy neighbor is almost impossible because your neighbor is always doing something that upsets you. Turn to the Lord and let him work it out and stop trying to work it out yourself. Verse 3 says that I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, and with Clement also, and with other fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Those are the people who are working for the Lord, who has been seeking the Lord over the years. You may not know them, but you all are working for a common goal to please and praise the Lord. In verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand when we pray. we get a little bit closer to the Lord. We ask forgiveness of our sins because sin, the wages of sin is death. And if you sin, you can't be around the Lord. The Lord hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. So we have to continue working toward being sinless. Is that possible? Yes, it's possible to work. It's impossible to be sinless. But we do have an advocate in the Father through Jesus Christ that if we go to him, he'll stand before his Father in our stead. But we have to follow his commandments. We have to love and trust. We have to accept him. And he'll continue to bless us. Be careful. Verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. That's through prayer. Let him know how you feel and what you're going through and what you need. Talk to him. He already knows, but he wants you to ask. He wants you to be faithful. He wants you to trust him. He wants to hear it coming out your mouth, coming through your life. He wants you to do the things that you should be doing and put away those things and put out of your mind, out of your life, those things that you shouldn't be doing. We are as children. We know right from wrong, but we still make the wrong choices and choose the wrong things. But when you have Jesus, when you pray to Jesus, when you ask Jesus to help you, he will. When Jesus walked the earth, he prayed with people. He prayed for people. He taught. He preached. And he showed people the way, the truth, and the light. He said, you know, follow me. And he will show you the way. Follow him, and he'll open your eyes to see. But if we continue just to depend on self, depend on other men or other women, we'll fall short of that glory of God every time. We have to continue to serve him and believing him and trust him. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. The peace of God, which passes all understanding. See, our minds are only so big or comprehend so much. It's a lot to us, but it's only a drop in the bucket for God. He knows so much more than what we do. He has much more power and wisdom than what we do. But some of us think that we got it all, and we're all that and a bag of chips. If we open our bag of chips, we'll realize that it is empty because we don't have what God has. God has it all. So keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. Verse 8 says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things that are true, whatsoever things that are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think it on these things. God is true. God is honest. God is just. God is pure. God is lovely. And of good report, that is of God. If there be any good virtue, that is God. The praise should go up to God. Think on these things. Think on these things. Because we're nothing without him. In verse 9 it says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, that's in God, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Do all things in the name of God. Put Jesus first. Put Jesus in the middle. Put Jesus last. And you'll be blessed. Because Jesus should be the first thing in your life. Jesus should be the everything in your life. And the last thing that you should have in your mind is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's so good to me. In verse 10 it says, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care of me has flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked the opportunity. I'm reading out of Philippians chapter 4. That was verse 10. It says, wherein ye also be careful, but ye lack opportunity. Rejoice in the Lord greatly, though. And now at last your care of me has flourished again. The Lord is continuing to bless you and to keep you. And as you praise him and live for him, your blessings flourish. They get greater and greater because the Lord will continue to bless you in ways that you don't even understand. You know, if you stop and think about it, you lay down at night and go to sleep, and you wake up in the morning. All night long, basically you were unconscious. But your heart kept beating. You kept breathing. You were able to move. You had dreams. Some people even had nightmares. But your body is wonderfully made that it's running on its own. It's nothing you have done, but it's the blessings of the Lord that made your body to work together. Even when you don't even think about it, it's still going on. Your life is still going on because God has been so good to you. Verse 11 says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content. Some people keep asking for things and want this and want that. And does God bless you with some of those things? Yes, he does. But they continue to ask and to ask and to live without him or without following his commandment. And they're still not content for the blessings that he has given them. We need to stop begging so much for self and beg to serve the Lord. Let him show you the way. Let him show you the truth. Let him be your light. Sorry, be your light. It's very important that we keep putting God first. Putting him first. Putting him first. And when you put him first, all things will be given unto you. That is what you can handle. You know, every one of God's children could be millionaires, not having to live or to live off of somebody else or have to go to work or, everything could be perfect in their lives. But God only gives you those things which you can handle. You see, what do you mean by that? If God bless you with $1 million, what is the first thing you would do? What is the second thing you would do? What is the third thing you would do? Where would he fall into that $1 million? Where would the church fall in to that $1 million? Yeah, some of you say, I'll give to God. I'll give to the church. I'll feed the poor. But God goes on your past track records. And if you hadn't done good in the past, he knows it. That's why we're not rich, because we couldn't handle it. That's why we don't get all the blessings that are out there, because we didn't show him that we stood in need of those, because we're going to try to work through them ourselves. We're going to try to be like be that bigger man and take two or three jobs on and neglect the family and neglect the church and neglect God, neglect your health by trying to do all these things to pay bills. And God could bless you if you have faith and trust in him. I had a job, and my wife and myself were working hard trying to pay off bills. And I took on a second job, and she had a little part-time job, and we were keeping ends met. But we weren't paying off any jobs, and I got the opportunity to go away to school, to a Bible school, and I had to quit my job and go. And so that would cut off an income that was coming into the house. And when I did, when I turned it over to God and he opened the doors and I was able to go, we were able at that point to pay off bills. Bills that, you know, you never thought would be paid off on one salary. We kept up all the other household things and paid off bills and got into a better state because we lived and trusted and believed in God. And he showed us the way. He made the way, not us. It was through him. And I give him the glory and the honor for that. Because not only has he done that for me, he's done that for other people. People that were in a great need. And they had more month than they had money. And the bills were still coming in and didn't know how to pay it. And God worked out a way because he blessed his people. We have to live and believe and trust in God. Verse 12 says, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to be abound everywhere, and in all things I instruct both to be full and hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. We had to trust him, and he will supply all our needs. Verse 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. There it is. It's right there in the book. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. I need all the strength I can get. So I'm going to give him all the praise and honor that he deserves. I will praise him all I can, and I will do all I can for him. God is good, and through him I can do all things. Verse 14 says, notwithstanding ye have done well, that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, ye Philippines, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communication with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. We also have to give back. God gives to us. Jesus walks and talks with us, and the Holy Spirit is with us. But we have to give back, not only to him, but we have to give back to the church. We have to give of self so people can understand and to see the things that are there that they may not see. You're blessed to see it or have been blessed by the Lord, you need to share it with other people because we are God's messengers. When God works with us and blesses us, we're to share it with other people. Let them know what he's done for you, what he's done for me. And without him, like I said, we are nothing. It is important that we keep up our end. Verse 19, it says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So you need things. God needs things. And he wants us to work together. And it says, but my God shall supply all your needs. What needs do you have? And it's according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You see, you can't get away with just trying to love God without loving Jesus. And you can't get away without serving Jesus, without loving God. So we got to love God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus walked this earth. He showed us the way. He showed us the truth, and he opened our eyes to the light. We need to follow his holy word. Now, unto God and our Father be glory and forever and ever. Amen. We have to give him the glory he deserves. some of you basketball fans, you give praises to some of those players that have done good, and you give them glory because they made so many points. We have to continue to not just pull them up, but we have to remember that they're only human, and we got to lift God up, just like you do for your baseball or football team or your basketball team. You try to push those men up. We got to push God up even higher because he is not a mortal being. He has immortality. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you chiefly. They are of Caesar's household. But verse 23 says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. It is important that we keep Jesus Christ in our minds, in our hearts, in our soul. We need to serve him in every way possible. Why? Because he created us. He sustains us. He blesses us. He allows us to do things that we want to do. And now it's time that we do things that he wants us to. We have to continue to serve him and to be there for him because he does call us to do some of the things that he's asked us to do. And we just have to be there and do them. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness, and of humbleness of mind, meekness, and long suffering. Forbearance one another, and forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against you, or against any, even as Christ forgave you, you also do ye. You have, you know, sometimes, you know, we go through things with our brothers and sisters and neighbors and co-workers, and we don't want anything to do with them because of what they've done. But now you read here in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, it says that we're supposed to forgive. You know, they do wrong, you do wrong at times, but we have to forgive one another. Verse 14 says, and above all things, these put on charity. Charity is another word for love, which is the bond of perfection. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in wisdom, in teaching, and in admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritually songs, singing with a grace in your hearts. Verse 17, it says, and what ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and to the Father by him. God is good all the time. I want to sing you this song as we get ready to close. Dr. Walker probably gives you a nice little thought. I want you to think about this. He's able, he's able. I know he's able. I know my Lord is able to carry you through. He healed the brokenhearted. He set the captives free. He helped the lame to walk again, and he helped the blind to see. He's able, he's able. I know he's able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. Just a little song to let you know that in our weakened state, God blesses us, keeps us, and in our weakened state, he also strengthens us. He wants us to do the things that will glorify and honor him. Think of something you can do this week between now and Tuesday, because we want you to be back at the Dr. Jesse Walker Show on Tuesday at 7 to 8. It's a relationship program. And you may think you have all your relationships and all your ducks in a row in your relationships, but it's important that we do find out what we can do to make them even better. You know, there's four sides of people. One side that you both see, one side that you see, one side that they see, and the unknown. And a lot of us are falling in the unknown. So do whatever you can to glorify God and to be in the good part, knowing that you have done whatever you could to make your relationship better. Well, I want to say good night. God bless, and thank you, God, and I thank you for listening in this evening. This is Dennis for the Jesse Walker Show. Good night.